I'm Eric Ebel with the Washington State Senate. I'm speaking with Senator Curtis King, Republican from the 14th Legislative District out of Yakima and Skamania, Klickitat, Clark County as well. And Senator, one of the things you wanted to talk about today was the transportation package that you recently unveiled at a news conference last week and the possibility of reopening negotiation.
Well, I think we all recognize the fact that our transportation system is in need of some infusion of new monies. But rather than just say, well, we're just going to ask the public for more money, we want to look at reforming the system before we do that. So we have a series of 8 reforms that cover a wide variety of things, from permitting processes to how we look at our ferry system, to labor reforms, to reforms that would affect the environment, and then reforms that would affect the permitting process. And the last being that we would then return the sales tax collected on highway projects back to transportation, which is where I believe most people believe it's going now, rather than going to the general fund.
Opponents would say that these are all ideological reforms that the majority coalition caucus is trying to force on the people of Washington before giving them the gas tax that they need to fund the maintenance and preservation and new roads and transit and things like that.
So we have a transportation system that has not exactly been exemplary over the last few years, and our feeling is very strong that before we ask you for more money, we need to make sure that Washington State DOT has the ability to handle it and use it properly. We need to reduce the cost on some of these projects, and that's what these reforms would do.
The majority coalition caucus currently controls the Senate. Why then haven't the reform proposals been passed out off the floor and sent over to the House yet?
Well, there's 4 different areas within our legislative system. You have the Republicans in the House, the Democrats in the House, and then likewise in the Senate. The reforms are not moving in the Senate because the Democrats are holding them up, saying that we have to have the revenue package before we can have the reforms. And we're saying, no, we need the reforms before, or at least at the same time that we have the revenue package. But it's mandatory that we change this system to be more effective, more efficient, and less costly.
And in that vein, a meeting has been scheduled for Wednesday of next week in which you and other members of the Majority Coalition Caucus will be in the Rules Room here in the Washington State Legislature awaiting the arrival of the other players so that negotiations can resume.
The members of the Senate from the Democratic side will be there. Hopefully we'll start some conversation in regards to how we might move forward. I'm anxious to hear face-to-face what they think of our proposal and where they may find some things that are good, but where they have objections, and then we'll see if we can move forward with that.
Let's talk quickly about transit, which is a big deal for people in Western Washington. This proposal would put over $2 billion on the table for transit options and pedestrian options and bike paths and things like that, more than has been in any other transportation package. Why is there still opposition from the West Side?
It's just like transit. There's never enough money. But we've tried to be reasonable. We tried to be fair. We have local options that we're willing to give King County as well as Snohomish County to allow them to send it to a vote of the people that would raise like $1.4 billion for transit operations. We also have monies going into a variety of grant programs within the package that it's almost $700 million, but it's never enough. They always want more, but that's not where our problem is. Our problems are maintaining and preserving our roads and our bridges. It's huge, and we have to start addressing that. The other thing that we've addressed in our proposal is the projects that we would fund through this increases in fees and in gas tax. And we have said that those projects have to be able to develop economic development around each of those projects. And so we've been very selective as to the projects we've chosen, because we want to have that economic growth to drive our state forward.
So these projects that were selected based on their ability to create jobs, to grow businesses, to enhance the economic development of different areas of the state, so then the state could then see the benefit through more revenue back into its coffers. Is that right?
That's correct. It goes far beyond just the transportation project itself. That economic development, we can show with four examples out of about 58 where these projects could return somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 million back to the state in sales tax and in property tax. And all of that property tax money goes right back to education. So we think you make the investment in the transportation projects and the state will get a much greater return with the economic development that will occur around every one of those projects.
Very good. Senator Curtis King, thank you for speaking with me today.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you for the opportunity.